The president has nominated Catherine Archuleta to become director of the Office of Personnel Management. She was the chief of staff for former Labor Secretary Hilda Solis, but perhaps no one knows Archuleta better than Federico Peña. She was his chief of staff when he was mayor of Denver and later when he was transportation secretary in the Clinton administration. We asked Peña for his assessment of the nominee.
I would introduce Catherine Archuleta as someone who has extraordinary both public and private sector experience, someone who is very mature, well-balanced in her thinking, someone who has experience at both federal agencies and local government and also the private sector, and someone who has dealt with many complex issues over decades.
The Office of Personnel Management is about as nonpartisan as you can get in Washington these days. How will she perform in a situation that's just not all that political?
Well, she has experience in working in nonpartisan environments. Specifically, when I was mayor of Denver, I did not run as a Democrat or Republican. You ran simply as an individual. And, of course, dealing with city issues are mostly nonpartisan, nonpolitical issues. You know, how you pick up the snow, how you rebuild bridges, how you build airports, all those kinds of things are just public policies that are not necessarily partisan. So she's had that experience. And secondly, in the private sector, she's represented and worked for law firms. She ran a major nonprofit organization in New Mexico, and she's had other similar experiences like that. She's was an advisor to cities for several years through an organization here in Denver, again, working with both Democrats, Republicans, and people from every walk of life. So I'm very confident that Catherine has the maturity and the wisdom and the good judgment to simply execute good public policy on behalf of the American people and on behalf of the federal workforce.
And considering that she has run the president's reelection campaign, played a key role there, what sort of skills does she take from that, from the campaign trail, that could serve her as OPM director?
Well, number one, she has been exposed to almost every geographic sector of the country. And so she understands people, places, cultures from every part of the United States, in the sense that we've got, you know, subsets of American culture all throughout the country. Secondly, she, because of her extraordinary experience in many different things, has come across and interacted with people from every walk of life, from people who are struggling every day and just trying to eke out a living to people who are very wealthy. And I think, lastly, just a balance, a good experiential basis, which gets her to know how people work in an everyday environment, live in an everyday environment, and who expect someone who's a personal director to be transparent, to be fair, and most importantly, to be understanding of the challenges that people face today, particularly in a difficult economy.
We're speaking with Federico Peña, the former cabinet secretary and now senior advisor to Vestar Capital Partners in Denver. Often the OPM chief has to testify before Congress, and that's a whole different situation. How will Ms. Archuleta be able to perform in some tough situations like that?
Well, she has been someone who has been able to weather the limelight for many, many years. Believe me, when you work for a mayor of Denver, as she worked for me, you're in the spotlight all the time, and she's very comfortable in that arena. But more importantly, she was chief of staff to the Secretary of Labor. She was my chief of staff, Secretary of Transportation. I don't know many people who have had the kind of day-to-day experience in working with members of Congress, in preparing people for hearings and sitting in on hearings as she has, particularly in two different major departments of the federal government. So she's prepared for that. She'll do very well. And again, I think when people get to know her and meet her, you will sense a level of maturity, which I think is very helpful today in Washington, D.C. There are lots of very young professionals who have great ideas, who are well-intentioned, but sometimes it's good to have someone in the room who has experienced many different things and who can bring a sense of soberness and reality to very complex issues. So I have no reservation about her testifying before the Congress and working with members of Congress. This is something that she's done, and I think she'll do an exceptional job for the American people.
Has she reached out to you for some advice as she begins this, hopefully begins this new role?
Well, we've talked very generally about this, but frankly, she doesn't need a lot of advice. I think the most important thing is anyone who takes one of these positions has to understand what they're very good at and where they need to shore up some of the experiences and talent around you to be able to do a fulsome job. And she understands where she may need a little help. And what she's very good at, and that's the kind of, I think, thoughtfulness that is very helpful when you take on these very complex organizations.
Where do you think that she needs some help, that she it's really important for the top advisors to have skills that complement hers?
Well, for example, someone who has really dealt with the details of the intricacies of personnel systems within the federal government, to be sure, when she was my chief of staff, when she was chief of staff to Hilda Solis and in her other capacities, she dealt with personnel matters, but she was not the personnel, manager of those departments. And so we know, and she knows, that there are enormous complexities to the personnel system, and that's probably an area where, she may turn to someone who has a deeper kind of experience. But she understands the system. She's gone through vettings of hundreds of individuals. She's helped select people for various positions, and she's had to fire people. So she's had the range of experience at a high level. But I think when it comes to the everyday kind of detail that is essential to running these complex personnel systems, I wouldn't be surprised if she reaches out to bring in some people to help her in that area too. But I'm very confident she'll be able to handle the breadth of the job that the president is entrusting her with.
For people who work at OPM or in other capacities where they get to know her, how do you recommend that they get off on the right foot? I mean, does she like a good coffee in the morning? Does she like dumb jokes?
Well, look, Catherine is a people person, and she's very sophisticated, very balanced, very fair, and she likes interacting with individuals. She's got a great sense of humor. And, she's just a normal person. So I don't want to suggest to anybody that they be particularly preoccupied and thinking about how they should approach Catherine. My advice is just be yourself. And I think that's all that's needed.
Frederico Pena is the former Transportation and Energy Secretary under the Clinton administration and the former boss of Catherine Archuleta, President Obama's nominee to lead the Office of Personnel Management.